Graduation was one to remember this year at Bethel's Kuskokwim campus, which is a branch of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It was standing room only at the ceremony, which took place Friday afternoon. Many students graduated from the Rural Human Services, or RHS, program. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
It was a true rural Alaska graduation. Graduates ranged in age from 20 to nearly 70, and villages all over the YK Delta were represented. Several commencement addresses were in the Yupik language. One of them was Teresa John from the Nelson Island community of Tuksuk Bay. On Friday, she was the first KUC student to receive a doctorate's degree. Her study was on the Yupik way of dance and how it played a functional role in social infrastructures.
I feel awesome. I feel like I'm among many spirits, our ancestors, our parents, our loved ones, and we all work hard together.
John says she didn't always know she would go after a doctorate's degree. She feels like special grant funding was a gift to her that made it all possible.
In Indigenous way, we believe that our creator provide things for us, and that's just one of the highlights of my life that I believe has been provided for me.
John is also tenured as faculty at UAF. There were 18 master's degrees handed out in Bethel as well. They were applied linguistics master's degrees in conjunction with the Alaska Native Language Center at UAF. KUC President Mary Pete, who is also Yupik, was personally touched.
These students held their thesis defenses throughout the year here at KUC and made it feel especially wonderful, like a real university campus. Stimulated a lot of discussion and among faculty as well, not just students.
Most graduates who crossed the stage were part of the campus's RHS program. There were 23 earning certificates and 14 earning associate's degrees. Besides the high graduation numbers, the retention rates are impressive. The certificate program only lost one student the last 2 years.
It's a behavioral health pipeline. After that, they can go for their bachelor's in social work in a cohort program.
Diane McCackern runs the RHS program.
Students often say that these are degrees that are related to the survival of their people and their communities. So what they're learning in these courses are how to deal with the really critical issues that are happening in a community.
The model of the program is a little different in that students come into Bethel for classes 1 week out of every month. McCackern says there are other differences as well.
The students, when they come into the classroom, unlike any other time in their educational history, if they don't bring their whole self in, they actually won't do well. Whereas they grew up being told they won't do well if they bring their whole self in. They had to leave their culture or their language or their spirituality, whatever, out the at the door.
Another highlight at Bethel's ceremony was Teresa John's father, Paul John of Tuksuk Bay, being recognized with an honorary degree. It was for being a deeply involved person for much of his life on a local and regional level. He was hooded at the ceremony in Bethel and will be again at UAF. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.